KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have cloudy skies, 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look for patchy fog this morning, a chance of rain or freezing rain through midday, and then a chance of rain or snow, a high of 34. So far, just a trace of freezing drizzle and mist this morning. Roadways are partially covered with frost. The bridges are especially kind of slippery, so watch out for that. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In Western Iowa News, an attorney for the Trainer Community School District says officials will not take action against the district's superintendent, whose son pleaded guilty in connection with the assault of some of his female classmates. The Omaha World-Herald says a petition had sought the removal of Superintendent Kevin Elwood. The petition on MoveOn.org had been signed by 169 people as of Thursday afternoon. It asks the school board to request Elwood's immediate resignation, contending that he did not properly investigate or act on reports of alleged sexual harassment and abuse in the district. In September, Elwood's son, 18-year-old Creighton Elwood, accepted a plea agreement in a sex abuse case involving some of his Trainer High School classmates. Creighton Elwood pleaded guilty to one count of assault, one count of assault causing bodily injury, and one count of false imprisonment. He was sentenced to 14 days in jail and 2 years of probation in order to successfully complete a counseling program for sex offenders. He was also ordered to register as a sex offender in Iowa for 10 years. The younger Elwood was originally charged with two counts of third-degree sexual abuse and one count of first-degree kidnapping in connection with a pair of incidents that allegedly occurred in 2012. A fourth charge of indecent exposure was dismissed. In November and December of 2012, Creighton Elwood allegedly abused two girls in separate incidents, and all five girls have levied complaints against Elwood, with three cases handled in juvenile court. KJAN News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
A Shelby County man who lived the farmer's dream is now bequeathing most of it to local churches. Edwin Bud Scala of rural Portsmouth died November 26, 2013, at the age of 92. During his lifetime, Scala accumulated over $2 million in cash assets and 1,100 acres of land in Harrison and Shelby counties. In a press conference Thursday, Ray Chapman, conservator for the Scala estate, said most of the land and cash assets will be divided between 13 Catholic churches in southwest Iowa. In addressing the media, Chapman said that Scala was a quiet and frugal man.
During his lifetime, he wouldn't have bought you a cup of coffee that costs 5 cents. But now, in his passing, practically, I think we could be safe in saying 98% of his estate will be given to churches, the Catholic churches in southwest Iowa. Portsmouth in particular is inheriting a farm which appraised at almost $3 million. That's an outright gift to Portsmouth.
The 292-acre farm going to St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Parish in Portsmouth, is one of the six parcels of land that Scala owned southeast of Portsmouth. The other 858 acres will be auctioned off.
In addition to that farm that's been given to Portsmouth, the residual of his estate, and we don't know what that's going to be because we've got 858 acres of farmland to sell, and no one knows what that's going to bring per acre. But depending on what that brings, added to over $2.5 million in cash assets that he has, that total will be distributed between the 13 Catholic churches. in Southwest Iowa.
You can find a list of those churches under this same story on our webpage at KJAN.com under the News tab. Now, Scala didn't come from a wealthy family and built most of his assets in investments. He was never married and didn't have any children. His living relatives include two sisters, Sylvia Kepford of California, Roseanne Brummer of Logan, and sister-in-law Vi Scala. Father John Dorton of St. Mary's of Portsmouth and other churches spoke highly of Scala and called him a loyal, hard worker who loved the community and church. And when asked how he, what he felt when he heard the Portsmouth Parish was going to receive all the some money, Dorton replied with one simple word.
Wow!
Scala spent all but 13 years of his life on his farm southeast of Portsmouth before moving to Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. The auction for the land will be held in Portsmouth on February 15th at St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements this morning, Daryl Betts, age 86, of Bayard, died Monday. Funeral services for Daryl Betts will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Kirby Joe Lockery, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Kirby Joe Lockery will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Bowman Chapel in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Chester Pete Krogstad, age 94, of Elkhorn, died Sunday in Bellevue, Nebraska. Funeral services for Pete Krogstad will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Mildred Millie Mueller, age 90, of Griswold and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Memorial services for Millie Mueller will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Harold Dwayne Lamb, age 86, of Linden, died Wednesday in Panora. Memorial services for Harold Lamb will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And Michael B. Bremer, age 52, of Panora, died Wednesday in Omaha. No services are planned for Michael Bremer. The Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.